I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Today I'm sitting on the edge of my seat because I'm listening to the second congressional hearing on UAP, also known as UFOs. The first hearing was in July of 2023. The witnesses were David Fravor from the Navy, Ryan Graves from the Air Force, and David Grush, a senior military intelligence officer. David Fravor verified radar and pilot testimony regarding the UFO now referred to as the Tic Tac. Ryan Graves stated the possible military threat created when our airspace is constantly violated by vehicles of unknown origin that have come within 15 feet of colliding with U.S. aircraft. And David Grush stated the existence of biologics that are not from this planet. These three men have very high national security clearances and spoke under oath to Congress. The Pentagon has not challenged any of their testimony. You'd think this be the biggest news of the century, but extreme efforts have been made to delay, for as long as possible, any further disclosure of information verifying that we are not alone. The reason most often given for this withholding of information is that people in the U.S. and all over the world wouldn't be able to handle this shocking revelation. There's fear of social and economic collapse, what I've previously written about as ontological shock. This is understandable, but I believe the American people are courageous and resilient enough to handle disclosure, and that the longer we wait to put the cards on the table, the harder it will be on everyone. Today, which is a year and a half after the last congressional hearing, the House Oversight Committee is again having a public hearing. In the House of Representatives, four witnesses testified about government knowledge of UFOs, including crash retrievals. Today's witnesses are not lightweights. Lou Elizondo is former head of the Department of Defense's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program and the author of the recently published bestseller Imminent, Inside the Pentagon's Hunt for UFOs. The Pentagon spent a year editing and redacting from Elizondo's book before allowing its publication. The basic message of his book is, "We are not alone." And under oath, he testified to that today. The other witnesses are Tim Gallaudet, a retired Rear Admiral in the U.S. Navy, Michael Gold, former NASA Associate Administrator of Space Policy and Partnerships, and a member of NASA's UAP Independent Study Team, and Michael Schellenberger, investigative reporter and founder of Public. Elizondo, Gallaudet, and Gold have high security clearances, so that anything they say is something allowed by the government, because if any of the witnesses from the 2023 hearing or this current hearing were to lie to Congress or violate their security clearances, they would soon be wearing orange jumpsuits in prison. So I'm asking the basic question, is anyone out there listening? Is the American public hearing our government say that we are not alone? Listen to the hearings. I know everybody's busy with election results and the price of gas and who will win the next Super Bowl. But shouldn't this be the biggest headline ever? Are we afraid or excited about the truth? Will we go off the deep end and think we're being invaded from outer space or some other crazy idea? Or will we realize the enormous benefits available to mankind when we simply get to know the neighbors? For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.